This is Resonant Truth with Lisa Starr, and today on the Zolk'in count is called Yellow Cosmic Human. It is the 13th day of the Yellow Sun Wave Spell. It is the final day. The cosmic day is this incredible picture of having taken a great journey on a wave. We could call it an oceanic wave, we could call it a sound wave, we could call it an electromagnetic wave. We can pretend that it's just the shape of a palm frond in nature, the way that has a curvature, that all of life is essentially fractals and round and builds to a point of tension and then releases. And so in our wave form of a wave spell, we ascend and ascend through divine forces carrying us and giving us momentum that ultimately kind of is embodied and carried ourselves. And that snap, that crack, the break when the tension dissolves and we fall back to earth or into the ocean and are no longer in ascension but returning bodily, emotionally, spiritually to regenerate in the froth, foment of a wave's chaos. And then we calm again. And that brings us to the cosmic time, when there's calm after the storm, calm after the crisis or the chaotic upheaval. And the reason that it's the end and not the beginning is because we remember the journey that got us to this place of calm, and we identify it as calm because we know what disarray, disharmony, challenge feels like. So if we arrive at this culmination, this finishing point, the peace we feel, the happy ending, is because we know the anti-heroes that we faced along the way, the shadowy elements, the forest black that we had to travel through and face our fears. And we do that every wave cycle, which is what makes this teaching, this calendar, magnificent, is that we are embarking every magnetic day, which will be again tomorrow, on the will to grow and learn through the edgy precipice of hidden shadows. So we're willing to face them, bring them to light. And the Yellow Sun Wave Spell was that in totality, that the sun shone so brightly that many shadows were dispelled, and each of us should remark, we ought to be able to reflect back and see that at the beginning of this 13-day cycle, I was still holding in fear and barricading myself from being seen. And through the process of the sun's penetrating, blasting shine, I became more visible. I had to come out of the shade or the shadow and stand in the light of day. And now I'm more revealed, and I am closer to God, because we could describe that the sun and the God are the same point of origination of all life, that we come from this creator, we come from this incredible beam of light that is the center of our solar system. So Yellow Sun is just a vibrant wave spell, and yet we, each of us, may remember feeling burned, overcooked, or exposed, or tired of so much penetrating illumination, and not wanting to be seen fully for a while, and then breaking down, breaking open, and being revealed. So the Yellow Cosmic Human is a really beautiful finishing point. The cosmic energy means that we are in present time, that we have stripped away past memories, future projections in this process of growth, and we can stand in this moment saying, well, it's enough that I'm here, and what I witness in me and around me is all that matters. So that presence is the focal point. It's arriving there. It's a struggle to get there. It's a goal and desire to get there in present. Can you be present, please? That would be optimal in our New Age manifesto. So when it's cosmic, we are present, and we endure what's hard about the present moment until we have transcended what's hard, and we experience this kind of bliss of not being in conflict with what's hard. The cosmic time is when we're one with the cosmos, which is another dream, a wish list item for many of us who are metaphysical. I just want to be one with all creation. Well, welcome to the cosmic day. And then Cosmic Human, this is our chance today to really experience what it's like to be a human that's one with the cosmos, which sounds really good compared. There's like the alarm, the celebratory alarm of being one with the cosmos as a human. There's something really different about a yellow cosmic human day than a yellow overtone human day, where the empowerment is there, the pushiness, the will to be radiant and forceful. This is different. This is a human day where we are going to be connected with the cosmic forces that take us out of this planetary reality and into the transcendence of beyond. Whatever the cosmos is unexplored for each of us humans, but on yellow cosmic human, we get a taste of it. And simultaneously, we start a new moon today. 13 moon year has overnight switched into the crystal moon, the 12th moon of 13. We only have two moons left in this year that will culminate July 24th. And the crystal moon is this amazing moment of reflecting now on the wave that just broke in the moon, the spectral moon prior to this one. We had 28 days of the wave breaking, and now we have 28 days to talk about how that felt, the whole experience of riding high and falling low and resting, coming to rest. There's more to read at resonanttruth.com, and I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself, and in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.